joined now on the hotline by Jeff Hobson from Cincinnati Bengals and Bengals.com. And Jeff, obviously today an important day for the future of Andrew Hawkins. The Bengals have until midnight to match the offer sheet he signed to join the Cleveland Browns. And as we sit here at 2:35, what's your sense of what the Bengals will do?
You know, we've seen it reported as they will. I think I'm just going to sit on the sidelines here and let it play out. My only sense is that I don't think it's going to go to midnight, but that's about all I got. I've been just kind of taking a look at all the various reports, and I think I'm going to sit on the fence on this one.
Hey, Jeff, how has it affected business, though, you think, for the Bengals to know that you've got that out there and potentially you would have to fill that hole? So how are they proceeding?
Well, I don't think they feel like they have a hole. I mean, I think he's a guy they wanted and would have loved to have had, but they aren't going to, it's not holding them back from doing anything. I mean, as it is, they've got six receivers. Now, he's a different, you know, he's a guy you're going to miss. If they don't match, you know, he's still a guy that when the season ended, the three top wide receivers were Sanu, Marvin Jones, and A.J. Green. You're also throwing the ball to Giovanni Bernard. They're also throwing the ball to the two tight ends, Gresham and Eifert. So I don't think they feel like they got to fill a hole.
What would the Browns be getting in Andrew Hawkins?
Tremendous guy, first of all. Really a very good player for the locker room. Everything you want in a player, off the field, on the field. You're getting a guy, really, and if the Bengals choose to match, this is why. They don't want the Browns to get better. Andrew Hawkins will make the Browns better.
Jeff, how did this guy go from the humble beginnings to being the player that he became from the Bengals?
Huge heart. Just got a tremendous heart. You know, never give up. Tremendous work ethic. You know, a guy that can do a lot of different things. You know, I mean, I think he could have, you know, he's a talented guy. And, you know, you got to remember, he was helping coach the Toledo wide receivers the year after he got out. He was sleeping on a buddy's couch, you know, for that stretch. I mean, this guy he worked as a, after he got out of Toledo, he's working as a caddy. I mean, this guy, that's why he made it. He was willing to do whatever it took.
And he's a guy who back in 2012 had over 50 catches, 500 yards for the Bengals. What would your expectation have been for him last year had he not gotten hurt early? Because you got the sense at the end of the year, including the playoff game, if you take those three games, he was on pace for about 700 yards and seems like he would have been a pretty big factor all year long.
It's hard to say because even if he doesn't get hurt, you would have been dealing with the addition of Giovanni Bernard and Tyler Eifert. So granted, I think he would have been more productive if he hadn't got hurt, but I think that's still a question about how he would have meshed.
As you look at the Browns, and you know this team too, with Josh Gordon and Jordan Cameron as the two known weapons, how do you see him complementing and working into a scheme of what you also know of Kyle Shanahan as an offensive coordinator?
Well, I mean, I think he's very valuable on third down, obviously, and I think, you know, he can give you problems on the outside because he's a hard guy to stay with. He's got that kind of downfield speed, so even though he's not a very big guy, I think he feels like, and I think guys like Hugh Jackson feel like, he can be an outside complement too. So he's a guy that can also run the ball, you know. So I think he's an explosive guy. I think he can score touchdowns when he touches the ball. You know, they got a lot of guys here that can do that. So when it came down to parceling out the money, you know, it's kind of a tough call, you know.